Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we conclude a message I've been sharing this week, The Triumphs of Faith. And we've been looking at the book of Numbers, the 13th and 14th chapter, a critical time in the life of Israel when they had the opportunity to go and spy out the land in obedience to the word of the Lord to Moses that they should do that. But because of fear, because of anxiety and unbelief and doubt, they were forced, and of course disobedience, they were forced to wander 40 years in the wilderness, and they never did possess the land that God had promised them. There were only two that did, and those were the two spies, Joshua and Caleb, who were willing to follow the Lord no matter what it looked like. Of course, there were difficulties. They were not blind to the challenges. Nonetheless, they knew their God was greater. And in fact, looking at the situation when Joshua and Caleb had stood up and they had tried to encourage the people, it said, Caleb stilled the people before Moses. This is verse 30 of chapter 13. He said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome it. And yet the men that went up with them said, we're not able to go up against these people, because they began to enumerate all the difficulties, the giants that were there. The people of God wept all night. And then they said they were ready to stone them. They wanted to go back to Egypt. And he says in verse 9, Caleb, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. But all the congregation, verse 10, bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of the Lord, all the children of Israel. And you see, we have to understand that we may go through difficult times, a walk of faith. Our faith will be tested. Those who follow fully will suffer persecution. Remember, and as I just shared, that they were ready to stone their leaders, Caleb and Joshua. Remember the three Hebrew youths. They refused to bow down to the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had erected. And so he said, burn them alive, and yet not one hair of their head, not one bit of their clothing was singed with fire. And as a result, the king had to acknowledge the greatness of the Lord, the fourth one that was with them in the flaming furnace. And they yelled to Jesus, crucify him. And we know that the servant is not greater than his master. However, greater is he that is in us than he that is within the world. Many may be the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And finally, as we look at the subject of faith, faith inherits the promises. In verse 24, Caleb says, this is regarding Caleb, rather, the Lord says, because he hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And as those 40 years pass, we look now to Joshua, the 14th chapter, and verse 6, let me just share that with you. Chapter 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of all the people to melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereunto thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, and as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, he's speaking to Joshua, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Praise God. So he receives his inheritance at the ripe old age of 85. He was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent him out to spy the land. And he said, I'm still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now. That's a man of faith. Is that not right? Wherefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. So those who wait, beloved, and don't faint, will inherit God's promises. He will do what he says he will do in your life as you pray according to his will. In due season, the scriptures tell us, ye shall reap if ye faint not. Remember what Jesus said to the thief that was crucified with him, and recognized that this man was without sin, that they were the other thief and he were deserving of their punishment. Jesus said, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus said, He that honoreth me, I will honor. Oh, beloved, there's much land yet to be possessed, not only in terms of those who need to be reached with the gospel, but in your own life. Things that, even though you may be getting up in years as Caleb, yet if you'll stand strong in faith, you will see the promise of God realized in your life, even as Caleb did. Believe and thou shalt see the salvation of the Lord. Beloved, faith is one of our most precious gifts that we have been given. And it is God who gives us that faith, as I shared earlier this week, even to come to him, even to believe in him. He places that little seed of faith in our heart. And as we respond, that seed of faith grows. And as we are obedient to him, as we do the things that he commands us to do, as we learn and study the word of God, because it's in doing that we can understand who our God is, what he expects of us, what he has given us, what he has promised us, what his blessings are, how we can obtain them. And we obtain them, beloved, by faith. It's not by our works. We cannot do anything. We cannot serve him day and night. There's no measure of work we can do for him that will honor him or will produce his blessings, but it is simple faith, knowing that because he loves us, faith in his love, faith that we are his children, faith that he has called us from before the foundation of the earth. And if he who caused you to be brought forth from your mother's womb and to breathe the breath of life and has been with you all your days to this present moment, is he not able and is he not faithful to carry you through until the end? Psalm 37:3 says, Trust in the Lord and do good. This is what we're supposed to do. Trust, have faith in the Lord, and be busy doing those things that are good. Then there's a promise to that. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He is saying that you will dwell in that the land of your fulfilled prayers, the things, you know, it says that when hope is diminished, that our spirit suffers, and it's only when that blessed hope comes that it's a tree of life to us. It's not just the answer to our prayers, but hope, and from hope faith springs, and vice versa. They're inseparable. We have the hope that one day we are going to see Jesus face to face, but it is faith that carries us through in our day-to-day lives. Verses 10 and 11 declare, for yet a while, in that same psalm, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But, hallelujah, the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And the final scripture I'll share with you is verse 34 of that psalm. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Yes, beloved, whatever your land, whatever your future is that lies before you, whatever petitions you have before the Lord, whatever goals, spiritually or naturally, that you have, he is your strength. He will sustain you. He will carry you through. When obstacles come, when battles come, when hindrances arise, you will be able, by faith, to stand with the weapons of warfare, the shield of faith, which will quench the darts of the wicked one. And with the sword of the Spirit, you can claim your, you know, they had to fight. When they went into Canaan, the enemies just didn't lie down. They had to fight, but God was with them, and they did not lose a battle. They conquered the land that God had given them. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing to share these few scriptures with you on the subject of faith, and that's, an area that we will all grow day by day. That's my prayer for you, for all of us, that by faith we will apprehend those blessings, those privileges, those promises that God has given to us in his word. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me. And as always, if you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write and know that I will personally pray for you and send back a letter of encouragement. That will be a timely word. So many testify to that. It was just the word they needed to hear. Thank you for joining me. I love you and pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I'm so grateful for your support, your financial help, and my radio family. I pray for you. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.